Now I want to share a little bit of a different sort of message this morning. Not really in keeping with Mother's Day or anything to do with mothers or to love or anything like that. But I want us to turn in our Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. I want to read just, well, one verse for now, but I really want to look at just the verses that are around it. In verse 14, it says these words, Philippians 3:14. It says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, this is a verse that's often associated with the beginning of a new year, and no doubt it was quoted, I can't remember back to the beginning of this year, but no doubt it was read or quoted. You know, and it's a verse we often use when we're looking forward, as I said, particularly at the beginning of a year. It says here, it says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I press. You know, there's a goal that we have. God's, we've said this quite a few times already this year, that God has something better for us. You know, the scripture, which is, again, it's been often quoted from this very the front of this hall, is that verse in Jeremiah 29:11, I believe it is, where God said that he's got plans for us, plans to do us good, plans to bless us, you know, plans of peace, thoughts of peace towards us, thoughts of blessing, thoughts of prosperity. You know, God's got something good for us, something better for us. You know, the scripture tells us in Hebrews that, you know, God's provided something better for us. You know, we can look back at all the Old Testament examples. We can look back at the people in the scriptures. We can look back to people like Abraham, to Joseph, to David. You know, the writer to the Hebrews lists them all there in chapter 11. And he says, look, he says, these all ran their race. They all accomplished what they did by faith. But God's provided something better for us. You know, we've got something better in the New Testament. You know, God's got something good for us today. You know, and the scripture here says that, you know, we should press toward that goal. Press toward that prize. The prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You know, God is calling us. Now, we've not been big. We've never really been that big. But God is wanting us to press forward. To go on with him. You know, there's a prize, there's a goal. You know, there's a crown that's waiting, another scripture says. You know, Paul writes that, you know, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for him. You know, we've all got something laid up for us, something better for us. But I want us just to look at some of these words here that it says in these verses, really from verse 12. Because Paul uses the same words, it's the same thought. Here in verse 12 he says, look, he says, I haven't already attained, I haven't already arrived, I haven't got there, and I'm still on the way. And it doesn't matter that you've not arrived, it doesn't matter that you've not got to where you believe you should be, so long as you are on the way. So long as you've left the past and you're on the way. So long as you've left what's behind and you're walking. It doesn't matter the speed you walk or whether you walk, you run, or so long as you are on the way. And Paul says, look, he says, I haven't arrived yet. I haven't achieved that which God has got for. I haven't come to that place where I'm perfect and mature. But he says, I'm pressing on. I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold for me. I'm pressing on. Now this word here, press on. Now it doesn't mean to, it doesn't mean just to plod on, really, and just go on and go on and go. This word is, it's an active word, to press. And if you look it up in the Greek word, no, I looked it up in my Greek lexicon, my Thais and whatever. But this word really has got, it's talking about pursuing something. It's a word that's used to do, like we might say, to hunt down, to track down, to pursue it. You know, to follow hard after. You know, to press on. So it's not something we just say, well, we're just going on, you know, merrily on our sweet way and everything's lovely. And it's to press in. You know, they're reminded of the scripture, the little woman that came to Jesus. You know, she had that issue of blood. And, you know, she had to press through the crowd. And that she had to follow hard after what she stood for, what she was believing God for. And she had to press through that crowd, through every obstacle, until she got to her goal, which was to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, that she might be healed. To press on, to pursue, to follow hard after. You know, to track it and hunt it down. You know, the word, many uses of this word, in the scriptures, it's talking about, it's to do with hostility, to pursue. You know, David said this to God on one occasion, when his enemies came against him, they came in, they ransacked his camp, they took all his possessions, they took it, the women of the camp that were left behind. And he says, shall I go after them? Shall I pursue them? You know, this was a hostile pursuit. It wasn't something that just gonna. It's not following somebody around like a lot of people do. These pop stars, you know, they travel to every venue that they're singing at, and some people do that with preachers, and you know, they follow them. They go every place that the preacher is. You know, they follow him about. It's not just following him like a row of ducklings that follow their mother. You know, this is to pursue. You know, with hostility, you know, you're going after it and you're going to chase this thing down. And Paul's saying this, he says, I press on. I'm chasing, I'm hunting down this prize that God has got for me. I'm hunting it down. I'm pressing on that I may lay hold of it. It says here, that we might seize it, that we might possess it, that we might grasp it, we might take hold of it. You know, there's something God's got for us. And it's not something we often get like this. We think, well, if God's promised it, and it's just going to drop out of heaven and happen for us. No, it's not. We've got to seize it. We've got to lay hold of it. We've got to go after it. You know, we can... we can believe all day that God wants us healthy, and God wants us to be blessed and prosperous, but unless we actually chase it down and we go after it and we stand in faith for it, you know, and we work on it, you know, we're never going to receive it. You know, these things don't just drop out of the sky. You know, God wants us, you know, the scripture tells us can't remember where it is. It tells us that we should work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, we've got to work at it. We've got to press on. We've got to pursue it. We've got to follow hard after it so that we can lay hold of it and seize it and possess it. And we keep pressing on. We keep going. I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. And he says, brethren, he says, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. He's just finished there. He's telling them, he says, I'm pressing on that I may lay hold of. He says, but I haven't got there yet. I haven't taken possession yet. He says, but while I'm on the way, he says, there's two things here. Well, there's one thing here I've got to do. Paul puts them together. But one, you've got to forget the past. You've got to forget what's gone before. You know, to hunt down, you know, if you go out on the hunt and you're thinking, well, we've never got anything yet. You know, it sets you up. You know, you're not going out with that determination. You're going out with the backup of failure. You haven't got that single mind that you're going to track the thing down. And he says, I'm going to press on. He says, I've got to do this one thing. I've got to forget what's gone on in the past. You forget where I didn't achieve something, or forget where it didn't quite work out for me, or forget the problems, forget the things that are behind. We can't change them, we can't alter them. You know, they're in the past, they're part of our history, they're part of our makeup, so there's no good trying to look back and as if it's going to make any. The only thing it will do is keep us on track in that same line. You know, we need to be single-minded. This one thing I do. Forget those things of the past. And then he says, I'm reaching forward, reaching beyond, stretching forward for those things which are ahead, which God has prepared for me. So we reach forward as we press on. You know, even that word there, reaching, talks about, shows you there's effort involved. It's not something that's just going to happen. You know, a lot of people, we think like that, don't we? Well, because God has said something, because God has given us a promise, you know, we've actually got to lay claim to that. You know, there's a scripture, it talks about that God's not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. Now, it doesn't mean that because God's will is for everybody to be saved, that we don't have to make that effort. We've still got to receive the Lord as our Savior ourselves. You know, we've still got to go into the world and preach the gospel, you know, because God's ordained certain things. Yes, he's not willing that any should perish, but some will. Some do. It's God's will that we are healed and healthy. But many, if not all of us, get sick. We've got to press it in. Yeah, so just because God wills things, it doesn't mean to say it naturally happens, which is a teaching that there is. You know, just because God's sovereign and he'll do whatever he wills to do, you know. Yes, God is sovereign, but a lot of things are, if I can use this phrase, are up to us. You know, we've actually got to press in. We've actually got to lay claim to it. We've got to seize it. We've got to grasp it. You know, we've got to forget what's going on. We've got to reach forward. There's effort involved. We've got to reach beyond. We've got to stretch. You know, that woman had to stretch through the crowd. She had to, you know, overcome every obstacle, every hurdle. You know, the people that were there thronging Jesus, the people that, you know, they were crowding around and it says actually she went down, she on her hands and knees. Because she didn't try and barge through up at, you know, at this height sort of thing and elbow them out the way. You know, she had to get right there where it was easier for her to get through between the legs and in between You have to make the effort to stretch, to reach forward, to reach beyond where she was at. You know, Paul here is saying, he says, look, he says, yes, there's something prepared for me. He says, but I've got to strive to receive it. And then he goes, I'm pressing toward the goal, this verse that we read. For the prize. For the prize. You know, I'm not very good with things like football and those sorts of things, you know. I leave all that to Joanna. You know, she's much better. She knows what she's talking about. But I know the object of the game is to get the ball in the back of the net, or to get more balls in the back of the net than your opposing team. You know, they fight and they press toward the goal. You know, they pursue that goal. You know, when they win the match, there's a prize. Now, in the tournaments, there's maybe they've got to go through and win a few matches to get the prize. But there's a prize for at the end of the match. There's a goal, there's a prize to be won. And you've got to press toward the goal, you know, just like those men do. And they said, what's the prize? It says, of the upward call, the high call. You know, this year, you'll know that a lot of the messages I've been preaching and speaking about, talking about coming up higher. There's a higher way. There's a higher call. That's what we've got to press towards. You know, the higher ways that God has for us. We're not to settle with mediocrity. You know, we've got to press toward the higher way, the higher call, the prize of that upward call of God that's in Christ Jesus. And he says, therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. Babies, infants, children need routine. You know, when there's little ones in the family, you know, you often say, well, they've got to have their routine, you know, they've got to go to bed at certain times, they've got to eat at certain times, and they've got to set this routine up. Otherwise, they'll be up all night, and you know what it's like. But when we're mature, when we've grown and we've perfected, you know, we might like routine, but routine very often gets us in a rut. And God wants us to rise up out of that routine, to reach forward for something higher, for something better. You know, mature people can do that. They can go the higher way. They can rise up and, you know, reach forward. Immature people can't do that. So he says here, he says, look, he says, if any of us are mature, or we've come to that perfection, if we think we're mature, let's have this mind that we're going to press on. You know, immature people in the church, you know, when there's somebody might say something to upset them and offend them, you know, they that's it, it's all over, you know, it's finished, their walk with God. You know, because they're immature. They can't rise above it. They can't rise and to the higher way. But if we're mature, if we're steadfast, we're established, we're told to have this mind. The same mind that the apostle says. Look, he says, yeah, he says, it's tough, it's hard, it's not easy, but we've got to press on. We've got to pursue what God has for us. We've got to pursue the very best that God has. And we've got to lay hold of it. We've got to seize it and possess it and grasp it. You know, Paul often wrote about the Christian life as a race. Running a race. Perhaps we can just turn back to Romans chapter 12. No, sorry, it's Hebrews 12, not Romans 12. Hebrews 12. Here in Hebrews 12, verse 1, he says, therefore, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, he says, let us lay aside every weight. Lay aside every weight, and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You know, he wrote about the race. Christian life as a race, running a race. You know, runners, athletes. You know, we saw it as we went through last year with the Olympic Games. You know, you hear the interviews. You know, these athletes training for 4 years for that one event. You know, pressing hard. You know, putting their bodies through, you know, immense pressure. Training for one event. You know, to do that means you have to lay aside every weight. You have to lay aside the things that will hold you back, the things that will hold you down, the sin which can trip you up and ensnare you. And you've got to run with endurance, or run with perseverance. You know, pressing on. Pursuing the goal. You know, those athletes do it for a crown, for a medal. But we've got something far better. You know, Jesus ran his race, and that's what he goes on to say here in verse 2. He says, you know, we've got to run our race with endurance. But he says, they're looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. You know, we've remembered this morning the cross, the death of Jesus. You know, what it cost Jesus to redeem us. And as we look at what Jesus did for us, you know, there was nothing about that sacrifice that we could honestly say is joyful. To see a man stripped of his dignity. You know, beaten, mocked, jeered, hung on the cross. You know, that doesn't even capture the image, but there was nothing joyful about that, enduring the pain and the agony. Yet Jesus, it says of Jesus here, it says that he is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. There was something that he was pursuing. And it meant that he had to go the way of the cross. What was he pursuing? He was pursuing you and me. He was pursuing us. The joy. That gave him joy. Now that means he could endure it with joy, because he was pressing toward the prize. You know, the athletes press toward the prize, submitting their bodies to a severe training program. You know, and here Paul writes, he said that we should press toward. Let's be mature. Let's rise up and press on. With a clear goal and purpose, a clear mind, knowing that God's calling us to something higher, something better. Now, it may not be that We may not be striving for the same thing, but we've got to be striving for what God has called us to, what God has prepared for us. It'll be different for each and every one of us. Now, ultimately, you know, we've got a goal that we're working towards. You know, that eternal life, that place with the Father. You know, we're all running our race. We're all running out at doing our bit. And we'll all get the prize. It doesn't matter whether one moves a little bit slower. It's not a race as the first across the line. This is a race that we're involved in individually. We're not competing against one another. You know, my race isn't any better than your race. But we've all got to cross the finish line. We've actually got to make it. There's no glory for those that don't cross the line. You know, and I've looked at a few people in the past as athletes and things. You think they run a race, or they're involved in something, and then it's funny, son, they drop out of the race. And there's no glory for them. You know, the winners get the glory. The ones that cross the line get... Now, if you look at something like the London Marathon, you see those that... They may take a week to complete it. You know, those that are perhaps physically disabled or running, they got a purpose. They might take a long time to complete. But when they actually... There's glory when they cross the line. It's not about the one that comes in 2 hours. Or the one that comes in 4 hours or 6 hours. Everyone that crosses the line finishes the race. And they get the glory. So let's rise. That's my word this morning. Just to encourage us to rise up, to reach forward, to press on, to pursue the things of God. To lay hold of what God has in store for us. It's not going to be easy. It might mean we have to undergo severe training like the athletes do. But we've got to press and pursue the things of God until we lay hold of them. And then when we've laid hold of it, then we start training for the next one. Yeah, those athletes, they might train for 4 years for that one event, but then when their event is over, they might bask in the glory for a few days, but immediately their mind goes to the next event. You know, they've trained then perhaps another 4 years to the next Olympics. So let's press on. Rise up. Reach forward. Forget what's gone on in the past. You know, put that behind us. And let's reach forward. Let's go on in the things of God.